Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, dog trainer Alan Cable, groomer Joey Villani, communicator Joy Turner, and here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
We have comedian Brian Donnelly, who's using his dog, his little Boston Terrier, in his act, and he'll tell us all about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, another stimulating edition of Will Dr. Debbie Get Excited? And this, of course, is Alan's new segment, which has already found a sponsor. What inspired this segment,
Well,
Alan?
You know, I really get a big chuckle, a big guffaw out of Dr. Debbie when she talks about gross stuff, and it really gets her intellectually intrigued. You know, the grosser the better, and it just made me laugh. And I thought, you know, one day I thought, I got to come up with something where I can try to get her intrigued every single week. So I came up with, I want to talk like an announcer guy. Will this get Dr. Debbie excited? So, first of all, you guys have to guess. If this concerns the silkworm moth, and I'll bet that at least 9 of these are on Dr. Debbie's coffee table, but do you think this will get Dr. Debbie excited, Hal, Judy, and Joy? What do you think?
Well, does it involve smells? That's the kind of thing that excites her. It's hard to tell.
Extra genitals.
Yes, she loves that.
Oh, you're getting warmer. You're getting much warmer.
I think this is going to get her excited.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Joy does,
Dr.
too.
Dr. Debbie, the silkworm moth has 11 brains.
Ooh. Cool.
Is that exciting?
Is
that exciting?
That is.
Not exciting?
How big are they?
That's exciting. I don't know. I figured you had like 9 on your coffee table and you could tell me.
You know what? That kind of gets me a little excited, but yeah, I still feel a little bit unsatisfied there. It's just like, there's got to be more.
Okay, how about the desert rat? Will this get Dr. Debbie excited? This concerns the desert rat.
No.
I don't know. She seems kind of lackluster today.
I'm going to say no.
All right. You guys, enjoy. You could be wrong. The desert rat can copulate 122 times in an hour.
That's pretty cool.
That got Hal excited.
In one hour. Wow.
In 1 hour, yeah, 1 hour.
Okay.
And here's an extra added bonus for you. The membranes in a dog's nose, if unfolded and laid out, would be larger than the dog itself.
Holy moly. Did you know that, Dr. Debbie?
I have heard that somewhere along the road, but... Yeah, it would have been exciting, maybe, had I not heard that before. So, sorry on that.
I'm very excited about that the desert rat got to you. I'm very excited about that. I have a better guide of where to go next time. I'm learning.
Ding, discovering, exploring,
and growing.
Hi, Dina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Save us.
Good.
We got to get off this track of conversation.
What's going on with your animal?
Good questions.
Well, I have she's a little over 5 years old. It's a Cavalier Poodle mix. About 2 years ago, she started chewing and licking her paws all night long. She also scratches under her chin. I've tried doing a topica. I've tried a different steroid. We've tried all kinds of things, and I don't know what to do. I can't keep her on the steroids, although her itching will stop. It's not good for her. And I wonder if there's anything, a homeopathic something, other than vinegar. That might help. Someone said do vinegar because it's a yeast buildup on her feet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different, and many of the different skin products that your veterinarian might have some component of vinegar. It's usually not something very, purified. I shouldn't say we would not want to use pure vinegar on the feet. That would be a little too irritating.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of curious. So you've had your baby on a topica, steroids, and what else did you say?
I can't remember the name of the steroid. And that was it. So she's tried those two things. I tried trimming, I keep her hair, because she doesn't shed. I keep her feet trimmed up pretty good between her toes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just she licks all night long. Neither one of us is getting sleep at this point.
Oh, dear. That's
and
horrible.
I keep trying everything, and I keep going to the vet and spending lots of money on a dermatologist, but it's not seeming to give her any relief.
Okay. And for when I hear of, licking and chewing the paws, of course, allergy alert button goes way up. So that's definitely one of the main focuses. But we also don't want to forget some of those ongoing problems that can accompany allergies. And in the feet area, because it's kind of in between the webbing and there's that hair in there, we really have to be watchful for problems like yeast infections and bacterial infections in there. So that would be a big focus. And as much as you hate to spend more money at the vet, sometimes getting some samples from those areas and evaluating that and making sure we're treating that road.
I have. And she's gone through all the allergy tests and everything. She is apparently is allergic to dust mites and grass.
Okay. And is she on allergy therapy right now, the injections?
No, it didn't work. We tried it for about 7 months.
Okay.
And it didn't really work. Nothing happened.
Okay. Yeah, and most dermatologists would tell you with allergy therapy, what we call immunotherapy, where you give the injections to desensitize your pet, that really, we need to be prepared for the long haul. So even 7 months of not seeing a change is a little bit premature in some books. So most people, I try to have them prepared for at least a year of being faithful with that before we pull the plug and say this isn't helping at all. Now, granted, you still need to have other avenues to try along the way. You can't wait it out. We have to deal with the problem at hand. But that just sometimes can be a little bit early before we give it up and throw in the towel on that.
Oh, okay.
So for me, for the long-term solutions, when we have a pet that we've tried a lot of different allergy problems, a lot of different approaches, I really, I'm a firm believer in dealing with things like diet and going with a hypoallergenic diet. Mm-hmm. That is one of the number one strategies, especially if we don't see great improvement with steroids. That is a number one thing, and it takes a lot of tough love. It takes training the people in the household that we cannot give little treats and biscuits and other foods. We have to stay very stringent with a food allergy trial.
Yeah,
so for me, that would be
too. We've got her off all grains. We give her more proteins. I also give her like chicken breasts, or if we're having a beef, I'll give her some beef or lamb or fish.
Okay. That is not a hypoallergenic diet at all. So if we want to be serious about a food allergy diet, we really need to be very, there's two different approaches. One is we do a hydrolyzed protein diet, or we do a limited ingredient diet. Those are the ways that we deal with food allergies. It's not just changing brands. It's not going to grain-free. Those are great ideas, but they really don't treat it 100%. So you got the right idea. I would just want to make sure that we're really getting the true idea. Now, if I have a pet on a food allergy diet, say it's a prescription food by company A, and we feed that, and I say, oh, you know, I'm eating a little pizza. I'm throwing my dog a crust of pizza. You've just ruined all that money you're spending on that special diet.
Yeah.
Because that effect really can take many weeks to get that little crust of pizza crust out of her immune system, if you will. So you really have to be ready with a food allergy diet for 8 weeks of being very strict, sticking to the food. And for me, I'm a big fan of the hydrolyzed diets, which kind of different brands are out there. Purina has one, Science Diet has one, but those are sold through your veterinarian. So you really would want to talk to them about that. There's other approaches with the limited ingredient diets. Those used to be things like lamb and rice, which we did, decades ago. It used to be a great limited ingredient diet, but it's in a lot of foods, so pets have been exposed to it. And with this type of diet, we want to stick to maybe one protein source and one carbohydrate source. So you don't really want to be adding things into those diets. It's just really important to stick with that. Now, some other things, long-term approaches that I'll look at will be other causative factors with a pet that has allergies. Thyroid problems, not uncommon in some breeds of dog, and we can have a low thyroid that can make them have more difficulties with the skin problems and more recurring problems. So if you haven't had your baby screened for a thyroid problem, that would be a wise choice as well. And then really, as far as I guess I can't stress enough the surface of the skin, what's going on in there, what we can do, whether it be an antifungal, antibiotic, a treat, really what is on your pet's skin surface. And that might give us a little bit more relief and symptoms, and also kind of get us more comfortable and get you guys sleeping. In regards to antihistamines, there's a lot of different ones out there. Some will help the baby sleep better at night as well, because they do have some sedative quality. And if you've tried up most of the human ones, sometimes I'll even go to the human varieties, things like Zyrtec. But, again, always using that with your veterinarian's recommendation and dose recommendations there.
Okay, well, that's great. Good.
A lot of information there, Dina.
And I've tried a couple of things. I don't know if there's anything I could just put on her feet at night so she'll get some sleep. And then attack the other ideas. with the diet.
Yeah. And as far as for, you know, anything that might help just topically, it really is going to depend a bit on what's going on the skin surface. If you do have inflammation, if there's redness, in many cases getting a topical spray that's not oily, but more of a water or alcohol base that has an anti-inflammatory like betamethasone in it, that would be a very good thing to kind of help take some of that itch down right before bedtime.
That was betamethasone?
Betamethasone, yeah. It's a type of steroid, and given topically, it can be very helpful, just kind of curbs that itch. It's a temporary thing. So,
okay, yeah, just something to kind of get her through and then try to change these diets a bit, and then I'll meet with the vet again.
Okay, sounds great. Thank
Good
you point. So much for your call.
Well, great, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is John Grogan. I'm the author of Marley and Me. And I just hope that everybody can find a dog to love and to keep that dog in their family for their whole lives.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A cat in Columbus, Ohio helped save the life of his owner by dialing 911. Police aren't sure how to explain it, but they received the 911 call with no one on the line, so they sent over help. When they got there, Tommy, an orange and tan striped cat, was lying by the telephone. His owner, Gary Rochison, was on the floor near his bed where he had fallen out of his wheelchair and he couldn't reach his medical alert necklace. Rochison said he had tried to teach Tommy to dial 911 on the speed dial before, but he wasn't sure if the training stuck. Police officer Patrick Dougherty says he knows it sounds kind of weird, but he can't seem to find any other explanation. Rochison just calls Tommy his hero. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car or truck, running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Call now for free pickup. 800-793-4880. 800-793-4880. That's 800-793-4880.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.